Greetings. My name is Andrew Duthie. In this installment of Visual Studio 2005 Fast Tips, we're going to explore a little bit about work items in Visual Studio Team System. Right now we're looking at the Visual Studio Team System IDE in the Team Explorer window. I'm going to flip over real quick and take a first look at Microsoft Excel. Now, one might think for developer purposes that Microsoft Excel isn't the typical tool that you'd expect to see a developer using. But Visual Studio Team System isn't just about working with developers. It's also about integrating other members of project teams, including project managers. And project managers typically don't use Visual Studio. They're more likely to use tools like Excel or Microsoft Project, both of which have really solid integration for work items in Visual Studio Team System. So the concept of work items is that work items are the workhorse of the Visual Studio Team System product, and work items are stored in the Team Foundation server, in SQL Server, and can be accessed via Visual Studio from Microsoft Excel, from Microsoft Project, via a Team Project portal. So you have various ways of accessing these work items. Now, if I want to get a set of work items into Microsoft Excel, the first thing I do is I click this New List button, and this prompts me with a dialog box to connect to a Team Foundation server. So I have a Team Foundation server called VSTSB2. This is a Beta 2 Visual Studio Team System environment running on a virtual PC. And the team project that I have preset is called AdventureWorks. So I'll click OK. And I'll get another dialog box here that allows me to set up the various columns that I want for my worksheet or for my list. The selected columns that I start with are title, work item type, state, assigned to, and links and attachments. I want to go ahead and add a closed by column, and I want to add the reason column. The reason I want to add these two columns is to understand if somebody closes a work item, as a manager, I might want to know who closed that work item and the reason that they gave for closing it, just for my better understanding of what I'm doing. So now if I flip over to the work items column here, I can run a query such as all work items, and that brings me back a list of all of the work items that are currently in the work item tracking system in Team Foundation Server, but not in my Excel spreadsheet at the moment. I can sort these by column type, and now that I've sorted these in ascending order, I'm just going to go ahead and click OK, and that's actually going to reformat my Excel spreadsheet and populate it with all of the work items currently in the Team Foundation Server tracking. So now you'll see I have work items such as setup, set permissions, which is a task work item type. I can say my AdventureWorks login isn't validating usernames correctly. That's a bug type. I have set up the build automation, which is a quality of service requirement. I have scenario type. So I've got a variety of different types. I can also, within Excel, I can look at, for example, for active work items, I can change who that work item is assigned to. So currently, this work item is assigned to Darren. I could assign it to administrator or any of the accounts that I have set up within Team System. I'm going to leave it as Darren right now. I can also, within a new row here, I could add new work items. So those are the various things I can do in Excel. Let me flip over to Visual Studio 2005. In my Team Explorer window here, I have a variety of ways that I can interact with my Team Foundation server. Again, that's VSTSB2 and my AdventureWorks project. So one of the nodes that I have under my project is a work items node, and that includes all the predefined queries for my project. So I'm logged in currently as Darren. I want to take a look at all of the work items that are set up for Darren. So I'm going to double-click the My Work Items query. And what this will do is pull up a list of all of the work items that are currently assigned to Darren. And again, I can sort these by column, by ID, you know, however I want to do it. So right now, my highest numbered work item is number 66, make the business justification crisp. Now, I can change the discipline for a work item. I can, under the status here, change who it's assigned to if it's been assigned to me inappropriately. If I have the permissions, I can reassign it to someone else. I can change the state from active to closed. I can provide a reason for that. I can go into the summary and provide a detailed description and history. So if I add new text items here, I can say updated by Darren. And if I go in and save my work items, what we'll see is this gets dropped down into the detailed history here. So I've got the created by Darren, and then I've got my comment edited by Darren. In the links area, I can add links to my work item to a related work item. I can add a link to a source code file. I can add a link to a fix and a change set. I can add a link to a work item hyperlink. I can also add file attachments, so I can have, for example, if I have Word documents that describe something associated with this particular work item, I can add those attachments here. I can also, within the details, I can set whether there are exit criteria for this particular task. I can set the integration build. I can set the remaining hours on this item. I can set the amount of work that's been completed on this item. So I've got a lot of flexibility. Another nice thing is that work items are editable. So I can export the work items in my current process template within Visual Studio Team System, and I can export those as XML, make some modifications, and then re-import those to have my own customized work items. Now let's go back into Excel for a moment, and I'm going to go ahead and create a new test work item. And you'll see that it's giving me an exclamation point here that's telling me that I need to provide the type for this work item. So I'm going to call this a bug. It's going to automatically be active, and it's going to automatically default to being assigned to Darren. And it's a new work item type. So I'll go ahead and to save this back up to my Team Foundation server, I'm going to click the Publish button here, and that's going to publish the changes up to my Team Foundation server. And note that I now have an ID 68 for that work item. Now if I go back into Visual Studio 2005 and refresh my query for Darren's work items, I'll note that I now have the bug work item type that I just set up. So that's number 68. Now let's say that I go into my project and I want to actually have some even deeper connections within my work items. Let's say I want to have automatically assign a work item to someone based on, for example, a build error. So I go in and I build my project, right? So I click build solution. I've already gone ahead and done this for the sake of speed, and I notice that I've got a problem here with one of my select statements. Looks like I may have a potential SQL injection vulnerability. Now, normally what I'd have to do is as a QA person, I'd have to email the person responsible for this code and communicate to them that they need to fix this problem. In Visual Studio Team System, I can simply right-click and select Create Work Item, create a bug work item type, and I can assign it to the person who's appropriate to fix it. For example, Darren. Darren gets a lot of work here. Since this is a major security thing, I'll go ahead and make it a priority one and active. And I can say the reason is a build failure. I've got the detailed description and history comes right out of the error message. And as the summary, I can simply say SQL injection vulnerability. Now when I go ahead and save this, so I'm going to save my new bug one, note that that gets a work item immediately as bug 69. I'll go ahead and close that. And then again, I'm going to refresh the query for Darren's work items, and there's my bug right there. And if you have Team Foundation Server properly configured, you can even configure things such that when Darren or whoever else gets a new work item, they automatically get a notification via email that they have a new work item. So I'm going to show you one other thing that we can do in terms of integration with work items, and then just to wrap this up. In addition to the integration from, for example, an error message or a build problem or a test case, we can very easily integrate work items with our source code control as well. So let's say I go into my pending check-ins. So I'm going to view my pending check-ins dialog, and what I'll see when I do that is that I have a set of files that have not been checked in yet. So I've got a bunch of files here. If I just go to try and check these in, what's going to happen is I'm going to get a dialog that tells me that I have a policy failure. And the policy failure is that one of the current check-in policies set up for my project is that check-ins have to be associated with one or more work items. So I'm going to go ahead and cancel the policy failure dialog. I'll flip over to my work items tab in the pending check-in window, and then I can select, for example, a task work item or whatever type of work item is appropriate to associate with this, and I can say either resolve if my check-ins are actually closing that particular work item, or I can say associate just as a way of saying make this code that I'm checking in associated with this particular work item. So now that I've satisfied that requirement, I can check in just fine and the check-ins will work. So that's a quick overview of work items in Visual Studio 2005 and Visual Studio Team System.